Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Challenging times ahead predicted for Wyoming's coal industry. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The coal industry, after a brief period of improvement, resumed its long-term decline in 2023. This decline is expected to continue into the new year. Wyofile reported Wyoming, historically a major coal producer, saw a significant drop in coal output, with production in 2023 even lower than already reduced levels of 2022. Various factors have influenced this trend. The COVID-19 pandemic initially reduced electricity usage, impacting coal demand. However, in 2022, high gas prices, driven by geopolitical events like Russia's invasion of Ukraine, led to a boost in coal demand. Yet in 2023, as gas prices stabilized, coal demand declined again. The Wyoming Consensus Revenue Estimating Group predicts a downturn in the coal industry, cautioning against relying on it for economic growth. Coal faces challenges competing with cheaper energy sources, notably natural gas, especially when gas prices drop below a certain threshold. In 2024, it's expected that the combined electricity generated from wind and solar sources in the U.S. will exceed that produced from coal for the first time, marking a significant shift in the country's energy landscape away from coal. U.S. Senator John Barrasso has fought to slow the national shift away from coal, calling it a recipe for disaster for our country and for our citizens, and arguing that coal will be an important part of our energy mix for decades to come during a committee hearing in November. But while some coal plant retirements have been delayed for months or years, in response to the increased cost of burning natural gas for electricity, or amid concerns about reliability, other retirements are being accelerated. As coal plants continue to shutter, unless new buyers emerge to take their place, the cost of producing and transporting each ton of Wyoming coal will go up. Driscoll and Summers to take part in legislative webinar with AARP Wyoming. AARP Wyoming members are invited to a legislative preview webinar with State Senate President Ogden Driscoll and State Speaker of the House Representative Albert Summers at 9 a.m. on January 9th. The webinar is free, and there is no requirement to be an AARP member to take part in the webinar. AARP State Director Sam Shumway said the budget sessions of the Wyoming legislature are 20 days of budget discussions mixed with debate on a myriad of bills. That timeline can make it difficult to keep up with the issues important to Wyoming's older citizens. We very much appreciate the time they are willing to offer to help our members prepare for the session. The one-hour webinar will also allow President Driscoll and Speaker Summers to discuss adult issues as well as property tax relief efforts being considered in the 2024 session. The duo will also take questions from the webinar audience before it breaks at 10 a.m. For more information on the webinar, you can visit states.aarp.org/Wyoming. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.